Well, hello there, and welcome to the County Conversation, a podcast featuring employees and subject matter experts in the Fairfax County government discussing programs, services, and items of interest to residents of Fairfax County. I'm your host, Jim Person, and on this edition of the conversation, I'm chatting with John Silcox. He is the Public Information Officer with the Fairfax County Office of Environmental and Energy Coordination. Our topic today is Sustain Fairfax and the Sustain Fairfax Challenge. That's a public awareness campaign that promotes energy-efficient home improvements, electrical vehicle adoption, and flood resiliency measures. We'll also talk about how you can get involved and become a Sustained Fairfax champion. John, thanks for being on the podcast today.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Looking forward to the discussion about Sustained Fairfax and the Sustained Fairfax Challenge. I guess I got to start with just what's the elevator pitch for Sustained Fairfax, and we'll get into the challenge.
Yeah, thanks for the question. I think it starts with understanding that Fairfax County has set some ambitious goals to reduce its greenhouse gas emissions community-wide and to build more resiliency to some of our changing climate conditions that we're experiencing. And in order to make those goals a reality, it really is going to require an effort from everyone in the community to contribute to that effort. And so the Sustain Fairfax initiative was an opportunity to do some public awareness around some of the everyday behaviors and actions that people can do that will help us lower our carbon emissions, reduce pollution, and improve the sustainability of our community. And so we're really hoping that folks will take some time to explore some of the resources, some of the programs, and some of the incentives that are out there to make that easier to do, more affordable, right, and to have the outcome that we're looking for. Mm-hmm. So it's really just an opportunity to bring some public awareness to that and to hopefully inspire some action.
Mm, okay. You mentioned these lofty goals. We don't have to go too far down them, but I think you kind of highlighted 2040, 2050, there's some ambitious goals. Give me the 30,000-foot view, kind of the overview of what we're talking about, goals from a countywide, is this countywide perspective?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, we're tracking our carbon emissions, you know, both, you know, in terms of what is produced through county operations as well as what is produced across the community. And some of the biggest contributors to greenhouse gas emissions are, you know, the energy we use to power our buildings and the vehicles that we drive on the road every day. And so there are some plans that were adopted by the Board of Supervisors, one of which is a community-wide climate action and energy plan, and another is a resilient Fairfax plan. Both of those address the climate crisis in different ways. One is focused on reducing those greenhouse gas emissions, and the other is focused on boosting resiliency. And the greenhouse gas emission goals are ambitious. We're trying to reach a state of carbon neutrality by 2050, mm-hmm, with interim goals to reduce by 50% in 2030. So we're trying to hit some big targets, but we're you know, not doing this alone. We have to have, you know, people, organizations, businesses contributing to that effort. And so those plans include a number of strategies related to how we can reach those milestones. And one of which is, you know, doing some enhanced public education and outreach, making people aware of what those goals are, what their intent is, and how they can contribute and why it's important.
Hence the Sustain Fairfax campaign. So how did you come up with Sustain Fairfax Challenge? I guess what I'm asking for, what was the reason or the inception moment that someone said, hey, we should do this campaign?
So I think, you know, this has been building over time. So since these plans have been put into place, we've, you know, implemented a number of strategies. There's been some public education and awareness that's been happening since that time. But we really wanted to really raise the visibility and doing a more robust marketing campaign, right, is one way to really do that. You know, as you know, there's a lot of information out there. It's a crowded media landscape. There's a lot of things people are being asked to pay attention to, and sometimes it can be difficult to get your message out there. So we're trying to do you know, a more robust marketing effort to try to really engage the community in ways maybe that hasn't happened before. And that includes a number of things, you know, doing some marketing and advertising, you know, engaging our county and community partners to help us amplify the message, and providing resources for the community to make it easy and more affordable for them to do this. And we can talk about some of those tools and incentives, but it's all part of a concerted effort. And like I said, it's one of a number of strategies that are being implemented as we try to work towards hitting these goals that we have.
Yeah. So if someone was to just kind of take a step back and say, okay, Sustain Fairfax sounds like a good plan. What we need, Sustain Fairfax Challenge, a marketing campaign, promotional campaign, if you will, to get the word out. What are your objectives for the campaign? What do you want to see at the end of the day or at the end of the campaign as accomplishments, if you will?
Ultimately, what we want is people to take action. And so it's really about behavior change to some degree. And that's hard to measure, obviously. Right. Because someone might see some of our messages or visit our website doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to follow through and take an action. But having that information and being aware of some of the resources that the county has and programs we have to help support their decisions, you know, is important. And so we, you know, our hope with this campaign is that that more people become aware of what these programs and incentives are and how they can be applied to things that that they might be already interested in doing, and how they can continue to evolve in their own sustainability journey wherever they are. So if they want to continue to do things that they've already started doing, or if they want to start doing things that they haven't done before, just providing the information and resources they need to support them. And ultimately, I think, you know, we're tracking the implementation of our climate action plans in various ways. And, you know, this public awareness effort is one of those things that, you know, that we'll be looking at to see how effective we were in trying to motivate and inspire more people.
You mentioned resources a couple of times. We'll get to that in a second. But if someone's listening right now and they think, oh, you know, that sounds pretty interesting, something I should do, maybe something I could do, how would one go about participating in the Sustain Fairfax Challenge?
Yeah, so the Sustain Fairfax campaign, which, you know, we really kicked off at the end of last year and continue to promote heavily as we get further into 2025, is really an opportunity for people to connect with some of the information and resources that we have. And so there is a campaign page on the county website. You can simply go to fairfaxcounty.gov and type in Sustain Fairfax, and you can find that campaign page. There's a number of links and resources there that will help you, whether it's on things you might want to do to reduce your energy use at home, things you might want to do to reduce the number of miles you're traveling in your daily routines. If you're interested in exploring things like an electric vehicle or taking advantage of some of the sustainable transportation options that are available to residents, there's information and resources there. If you're interested in protecting your home from some severe storms and flooding and becoming more resilient to changing weather conditions and the climate issues that we're facing, there's information on how to take advantage of some of the programs that Fairfax County has. So it's kind of a hub for directing people to those resources and information. And then not only do we have, you know, information and resources for people who are interested in taking action, but we also have a number of resources for people who want to amplify this message. So we have a partner toolkit with downloadable materials, graphics and social media content, and branding and logos that they can use to help us amplify this campaign, put it on their own channels, share it on their own social media networks, and really build a sort of a community of sustainability champions.
We're on the County Conversation podcast talking with John Silcox from Fairfax County's Office of Environmental and Energy Coordination. And we're talking Sustain Fairfax and the Sustain Fairfax Challenge. Sounds great, John. Sounds wonderful. I want to participate. You've given me the website and search for resources and all that. It sounds a little overwhelming when I first hear it. What would you recommend be the first step be if someone is really interested in participating in the Sustain Fairfax Challenge?
So the Sustain Fairfax Challenge itself refers to a web-based platform that we launched recently that is really an opportunity for people to kind of create that plan for themselves that you're talking about.
Okay.
So if you use this platform, which is, again, available on the county website, you can set up a profile, create an account, set up a profile, answer some simple questions about your home energy use, kind of your daily commuting patterns, and things related to how much waste your home may generate, or those types of questions. Provide some basic information about that, and then it will kind of create a profile for you that will help you identify what are the actions I can do that might help me become more sustainable. And within that web-based platform, there are a number of resources in various topic areas. So if you're interested in home energy, there's a home energy section where you can take a look at a number of different things that you can do. And if you're interested in taking those actions, it will help you calculate how much of an environmental impact that action will have. How much savings you might see from taking that action over time. And you can start to track your own progress. And there are built-in incentives, points that you kind of earn and things like that to kind of keep you motivated, keep you interested. There's also an opportunity for you to create a group. So if you wanted to join up with your family or your friends or your neighbors or maybe at your place of worship, you could create a group and then you can collectively motivate each other and see what the collective impact is. And so the really nice thing about this tool is it can be personalized and it provides local resources and incentives. So if you're looking at things like electric vehicles, it's going to not only provide you information on why that might be a good choice for you, but also what are the specific resources available in Fairfax County to support that. What are the programs that Fairfax County offers to support electric vehicles? Same thing with home energy or with resiliency. If you're interested in taking some of those steps to make your home more flood resilient, there are programs that Fairfax County offers that can help offset some of the costs. And so within that platform, if you sign up and create an account, it'll provide you information that will directly link you to the programs associated with those actions. And again, it's just an opportunity to inspire some people to keep going, take more steps, encourage their friends and family to do the same, maybe make it a bit of a competition if you
want.
Right. So those are all things that we hope, can be, attractive to people who are interested in doing this, but maybe don't know where to start or maybe need a little extra boost.
Mm-hmm.
So we launched this recently, and we're continuing to provide information and tips and things to the community to inspire them to explore this and see if it's something that that they would be they could benefit from. So again, you don't have to sign up for the web-based platform to participate in our Sustain Fairfax campaign, but it is a tool if you wanted to use it to better track your own actions and see what kind of progress you're making and maybe to kind of figure out a plan of how you want to go about it.
Right. Maybe this is my cynical self coming out, but as you were talking, I was like, well, what happens to all this data people enter and is it personally identifiable anyway? So talk just briefly about any security concerns someone might have about using a web-based platform here.
Yeah, we're always sensitive to those issues and those concerns, particularly as it relates to information that might be being collected by residents of the county. I can just say that we are working with a third-party vendor called Bright Action, which developed this platform. They have their own sort of privacy policy, and it's stated on the website when you go to sign up that explains what information would be collected and what would be available and how they're protecting privacy. Fairfax County is working with this vendor, but the information that we have access to would be very limited, and we would obviously also adhere to the privacy policy that's in place, and making sure that it also aligns with the county policies as well. So,
sure.
So if folks have questions about that, there is information on the web platform that explains their security and privacy policies, and provides a little bit more information than what I shared.
But. Okay, sure. So, General John Q. Jane Q. Public, huge in Fairfax County, million plus residents, lots of school children, lots of businesses. Are you targeting any specific group as you kick off this campaign, or is it just anybody and everybody hoping to get the message?
Well, I think anyone can benefit from this. Obviously, you know, we're a large community and a very diverse community. Our hope is that we can inspire residents at various levels. You know, whether you're someone who's already really committed to being sustainable, or someone who hasn't really explored that yet. I don't know that we have, you know, any one specific audience in mind, but we do hope that we can inspire some collective action. So it would be great to see organizations, neighborhoods, community associations take this on as something maybe they want to do as a local challenge for themselves.
Okay.
Form their own teams and kind of see how they're kind of performing against each other. That would be kind of, you know, the vision for this, is that it does provide an opportunity for people and groups to really inspire and motivate each other,
and for businesses.
Businesses, obviously, you know, it's available for businesses. It's not the web-based platform isn't really set up specifically for a business to track its operational sustainability. But people who work in that business, if they wanted to do that, you know, in terms of their personal contributions, certainly could do that. But it's not specifically set up for businesses to do that type of tracking at an operational level. There's probably other platforms that they use for their sustainability.
Right.
Certainly if individuals within that business wanted to do it, you know, in terms of their own personal.
Yeah, sure. I'm also thinking you have to work with the schools. I don't know how difficult that is, but also sounds like it might be kind of a neat project for a school class or school group or something like that. Any thoughts about working with schools?
So obviously that's always something that we would be open to. Do have relationships with folks who are doing outreach and education in the school system. So as this continues on, I'm sure we'll be making some of those connections. We don't work directly in the schools the way some other staff in the county do. So we'll probably working with those folks to make situations or opportunities available to do that. So that's something certainly that's, you know, been on our mind as well.
Sure. Personally, on a personal level for John, what's your passion? What's your motivation for Sustain Fairfax and trying to promote the Sustain Fairfax Challenge?
Well, obviously, I work for the county's Office of Environmental and Energy Coordination, and this is something that our office works every day to help create a culture of sustainability within our community. And I think everyone who works in our office, and I include myself, is committed to the vision that we have and that the county has for being environmentally sustainable. And we want to do our part as well. So I think it aligns both personally and professionally with what we think is important.
Sure.
And so hoping that through the work that we do, that we can that we can make that impact.
Final minute or so, can you give me like 30 seconds? We haven't talked much about the Office of Environmental and Energy Coordination. You kind of hit it at the beginning, some of the lofty goals, but it's kind of give me the synopsis or elevator pitch, if you will, for what the office is and what it does.
Yeah, so our office was created in 2019, and we are kind of responsible for leading the interagency coordination of environmental policy and climate action within Fairfax County government. Right. So we've been involved in implementing those climate plans I talked about earlier, as well as ensuring there's coordination across county government on different environmental policy issues. So a lot of our work is really working with a lot of different stakeholders to make sure that we're making progress in those areas. That not only are we doing things that have an impact on the community, but also an impact on the county's own operations.
Okay.
So making sure that we're moving forward on the county's operational energy strategy and other internal policy goals that we have to be more sustainable as a county government. So there's a lot of work going on a lot of different fronts.
So again, fairfaxcounty.gov, just search Sustain Fairfax and you'll get all the information and resources you need. John, I always like to give the guest the last word, so final few seconds. What do you want people listening right now to take away from Sustain Fairfax and the Sustain Fairfax Challenge?
Well, we just invite you to explore all the resources that we have available. So you mentioned the website, Sustain Fairfax, and then we also have our Sustain Fairfax Challenge web platform that you can go to, set up an account, create a profile, and really start tracking your progress. And you can do that. You can go directly to sustainchallenge.fairfaxcounty.gov to access that. So we'd love to see people take advantage of that. We'd love to see folks sign up and start using that. And even if they aren't able to do that at this point, they can certainly take advantage of a lot of the information and resources that we have to share. And so encourage people to take a look and consider what they can do, even if it's simple steps, just simple things you can do in your everyday habits to reduce your energy use and to think more sustainably can make a difference.
Repeat that direct link again to the challenge.
Yes, you can go to sustainchallenge.fairfaxcounty.gov, and that'll take you right to that web-based platform we were talking about, and you can set up an account and get started.
John, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
That's John Silcox with us on the County Conversation Podcast. Thanks to him for being here. Thanks to you for listening. If you want to listen to more conversations with Fairfax County's finest, be sure to follow us on soundcloud.com/Fairfax County and our podcast webpage, fairfaxcounty.gov/podcast. The County Conversation is produced by the Fairfax County Virginia Government.